as good as my daddy now. My daddy can crack his mouth. I mean, he can crack everything, especially when he was hobbling.
Oh, boy.
Especially when he was hobbling with Trixie Hicks. You know, I'll never forget the time we met Trixie Hicks and Velma Buckles. Daddy and I were sitting at the Hobo Bobo Lounge, and we're drinking up a storm, and we're sitting there, and Daddy says to me, boy, I think it's spelled W-H-O-M. I said, no, Daddy, it is spelled W-H-O-O-O-M. And Trixie Hicks was passing by, and she overheard. She said, I couldn't help overhearing you, but I'm thinking I can help you all out. It's actually spelled W-O-M-B. Daddy looked at me and said, boy, she's obviously never heard an elephant break wind, huh? So we asked her to sit down. She said, well, I'm with my friend Velma Buckles. So we asked Trixie Hicks and Velma Buckles to sit down, and we ordered, they had, I think, a Doombay Smash and a Bahama Mama. Daddy and I was just drinking Jack Black straight out of the bottle, sliding back and forth. But Daddy got up and he said, boy, I gotta go make my bladder glider. Would you excuse me? I said, sound like a good idea. My eyeballs are floating too. I'll come with you, Pop. Take the dew off the lily. Excuse us, ladies. We'll be back directly. Sure enough, we went in the bathroom, and Daddy said to me, boy, mine is sitting on go. What do you say we double team? Little tired game. What do you say? I said, well, Daddy, he said, come on, boy. I said, what about Mama? Don't you love her? He said, yeah, I love her. But I'll never let love get in the way of my sex life. And stop working your jaws. Let's go. And sure enough, we took them both to the no-tell motel. We got us a room. And what do you know? We just started tattoos on them like big dogs. Yeah. We're having a great time. I mean, oh, man. But wouldn't you know, Daddy in the middle of it yells, all right, switch. I said, no, wait a minute, Daddy, I ain't done yet. He said, hey, it's your fault, boy. You're so slow. Get out over there with Trixie. Come on. My turn with Velma here. Yeah. So, well, I finally, you know, I said, well, nice to meet you there, Trixie. Yeah. Daddy said, will you stop working the jaws, boy? Get it. Come on, stab it, boy. Stab it. She don't want to hear you talk, do you? She said, no, Oscar, I don't want to hear him talk. He said, well, then get it, boy. Get it. So we had at him for a while, and Daddy said, okay, sweet. I said, but Daddy, I ain't done yet with this one either. He said, well, boy, you better hurry up. What are you doing? Talking to him? Now, come on, switch. So we switched again. I mean, it was so frustrating for me, you know. Daddy was like a pump and dump kind of guy. I mean, I'd like to take my time, you know. He said, come on, boy, let's go. Come on, we're working for the record here. Get it! In the middle of it all, Daddy looks up and he says to me, boy, I said, what is it, Daddy? He said, boy, you know, you are a pretty lucky young man. I said, what do you mean, Daddy? He said, well, other kids, Daddy,